Plus. Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer, 1250 AM, The Fan, streaming live on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page, along with our guy, Nathan Marzion. Follow him on Twitter, Nathan Marzion. You can follow me at Sparky Radio. And holy crap, we did a podcast last night that we posted this morning that you can go listen to. We talked about possibilities of a trade for Damian Lillard from Portland to Milwaukee. What did we give it? Like a 20% chance, 10% chance of actually something happening. Then you have Bobby Marks on ESPN throwing together this three-team trade involving Boston and how they should get Phoenix involved and DeAndre Ayton should be involved. And this all should go down this way for Boston. Marks kind of blew off the whole Milwaukee idea when they threw it at him about the Bucks being a possibility. But Nathan Marzion, it has happened. They found a legit superstar-type player to come play with Giannis. Now, he's old. I understand, but he's still a legit superstar player in Damian Lillard. And Brandon Sprague from Dirt and Sprague from Portland, from 1080 The Fan, is on hold. We're going to get to him momentarily. He's at the gym pumping some iron, probably working out some tension right now, knowing that Lillard is no longer a trailblazer. So we'll get to him momentarily. Marzion, tell us the details of the trade, your initial thoughts, and then we'll call Brandon up here and get Brandon's thoughts.
So the full trade, the Bucks get Damian Lillard, the Blazers get Drew Ayton, Tumani Kamara, a 2029 first from the Bucks, and two Bucks pick swaps in 2028 and 2030. And then the Suns get Nurkic, Nasir Little, Keon Johnson, and Grayson Allen. So essentially, from the Bucks perspective, it is essentially Drew, Grayson, and a first for Damian Lillard, because the two pick swaps don't really matter because we're probably going to be very good and they're not even going to be exercised to begin with because we'll have a low pick. But even if they are, we still get a first. It's not like we're losing our first round pick. We just would have a lower one. So it's essentially Drew, Grayson and a first.
Just amazing. Absolutely amazing that they were able to get this deal done for really not all that much. I mean, that's how I look at it from a Bucks fan perspective. Marzion, your thoughts on this deal before we bring up Brandon Sprague here.
I mean, it is a home run. I never, ever thought that they could have pulled this off. I didn't think the Blazers would let them pull this off. I didn't believe they could. Like, there's just no way. Like, we talked about it. We were like, yeah, you know, there's, you could maybe get a third team in and like it could be, maybe it could maybe work, but just never thought that they would actually be able to pull it off. And then all of a sudden today, boom, Dame's a Buck. And I mean, again, just the fact that we only had to give up basically Drew, Grayson and a first is unbelievable to me.
Can you say that again? Dame's a Buck. Just say it slow. Dame is a Buck.
Is okay. A Milwaukee Buck.
Dude, unbelievable. All right, let's call up Brandon Sprague. What's up, dude? How are you doing? Thanks for coming on the podcast, Green and Growing. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. I'm sitting here, Sparky, and I'm thinking, I don't know why, but you guys have literally everything we should have, and I'm happy for you, but I'm sad for our city. Let me walk you through this real quick, okay? You guys drafted and took a gamble on Giannis. We took another point guard and put him next to our point guard. So you got Giannis. You have our former coach that had the most success since Rick Adelman. And now he's an assistant on the bench and he knows Dame better than anybody could know Dame in the NBA. Your owner, your co-owner, is an Oregon State alum who for some reason invested in your basketball team, but not as much into his college football team. And now you've got Damian Lillard. I mean, it's just, you guys have everything we should have, and I'm jealous, but I'm happy for you guys.
I'll tell you something. This is kind of weird, to be honest. For the backstory for everybody listening to the Green and Growing podcast, I always used to go on Dirt and Sprague. And normally it was around bad things happening in the Milwaukee sports market, the Green Bay sports market. And it got to be a running joke. Like, you always call me when things go bad and I got to come on the air and be mad about something or be sad about something or whatever else. And I legitimately feel sad and bad for you all in Portland now. But having said all of that, if you keep Drew Holiday, dude, I mean, he's a great community guy like Lillard, great defensive player, great leader, great mentor for Scoot, if that's what they decide to do. I know there's been some rumblings that they're trying to move Drew Holiday now in a separate deal. I'm guessing he'll end up on one of these East Conference teams that the Bucks will have to deal with going forward. But the trade itself, did you expect more than you got, or what was the expectation from Portland fans?
You know, I can't sum up Portland fans, Sparky, but what I can tell you from my expectations or thoughts are the league operates on where the star wants to go, it usually goes. and sometimes that team takes a crap sandwich. This should be henceforth known, even though in Milwaukee you'll disagree, but it should be known as the F Miami trade. This was Joe Cronin, the Trailblazers, hearing all the noise from national media, some local guys out here saying, bow down, take the Miami trade, send Dame to where he wants. And I think a lot of that upset Cronin, people within the organization and around it, and it pissed the fan base off. Is the haul back amazing? I don't think so. You're taking a gamble on a 25-year-old center who may thrive on a change of scenery. We don't know, though. He's making $30 million a year. We'll wait and see. I have no idea about the role guy, and it sounds like they're shipping Drew, which is actually the underrated part of this trade, is now if Miami wants to give us a valuable player and two first-round picks, we'll give them a point guard now. But I don't, the pick thing doesn't matter at all to me. That's so far down the road. Who knows where things will be? It's not the most amazing return, but they also chose to do this divorce, breakup, trade, Sparky, the worst possible offseason. He's 33 going on 34 next year. His contract's going to get super high, and we don't know how he'll age, but it's a good move for you guys and an okay haul. I'm calling it the F Miami trade.
Whew. It is Brandon Sprague, Dirt and Sprague, weekday mornings on 1080 The Fan out in Portland. You can, of course, follow him on Twitter at Brandon Sprague. Follow the show at Dirt and Sprague. Hey, man, thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your gym time and hopping on the podcast, man. Appreciate it. And if you need me, I am available tomorrow morning if you need somebody to come on and talk.
Well, Sparky, I'll reach out to you, man, and I look forward to being at the parade, celebrating with you guys in my
yes. Young Bucks jersey. Yes, let's go.
All right, buddy, take care. There he is, Brandon Sprague. And dude is just so legit. He is so, so good at what he does. That show, Dirt and Sprague, is just a great show out in Portland, and they do really a wonderful job at the end of the day. Okay, so I wanted to get Portland's take on this, and that's Portland's take. Now, I don't want to pour cold water on this, but the Drew Holiday part of this is very, very important. Very important now. Because as you said, Nathan Marzion, on the last Green and Growing episode, which you can download on your Odyssey app or wherever you download your favorite podcast at, also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page where we're streaming currently, Drew Holiday is literally like the perfect guy to defend Damian Lillard. And as we talked on the previous episode, which literally just went up this morning, that if you took Lillard and put him in Boston or Miami or wherever he was going in the East, that as an organization, you're like, that's cool. We'll put Drew Holiday on him. Now, is he going to shut him down? Is he going to completely, you know, stop him to 10 points? No, but he is going to make life difficult on Damian Lillard. So now I think from a Bucks fan perspective, kind of how you look at this is, okay, so now who is going to go give up a bunch to possibly rent Drew Holiday? Because remember, that's a player option. So he doesn't have to come back after this upcoming season. If Drew Holiday doesn't like where he is, he'd be like, cool, I'm opting out and going into free agency or retiring or whatever the case may be. From that aspect of this deal of not knowing where Drew Holiday is going next, your thoughts?
Yeah, you ideally don't want to see Drew go to any Eastern contender. I think those are the teams that will target him. But, you know, yeah, I mean, as I said, he's the one guy. If you can handpick one player to put on Damian Lillard for a series, it's him. And so obviously now the team that has Damian Lillard, that's the guy you don't want to go against. So it would be ideal if Drew stays somewhere where, okay, there's unlikely we're ever going to play him in the playoffs, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, either way, this is a huge win for the Bucks, but that definitely would make a very interesting storyline of, okay, we trade Drew and all of a sudden we're playing against Drew in the playoffs. And I already know that if we played against Drew in the playoffs, he would average 25 points a game. Yes. And his offense would be amazing. And we'd be like, you have got to be kidding me. So yeah, that is 100% going to happen.
No, there's no question. Yes, he will definitely have a series where everybody will go crazy. Okay, so let's talk about the two guard position now, because I think this is another conversation piece to have at this point, because now it's Lillard at the one, clear as day, right? No issues there. Still don't have a backup point guard, by the way. So Lillard is your one. Now, Grayson Allen is gone, so that opens up a roster spot, right? Because you got rid of two guys. So you have that to fill if you want to go make another trade, I guess, to get somebody else. Or you could start Malik Beasley at the two guard and not have him come off the bench. And I'll throw out another option, which may not be met with open arms, which is maybe you move Middleton back to the shooting guard And Jay Crowder goes into your starting lineup with Giannis and Brook Lopez. That could be another option if they wanted to keep Beasley and his offense on the bench. I do think it is a big damn deal to have somebody that can score consistently coming off of the bench. And that's why I think Beasley staying on the bench makes sense. How would you play this if you're the Bucks?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, I mean, it's tough to say. As you said, you need scoring off the bench. I think that is important. I think it's important to kind of diversify where your guys are. You know, you don't want to just have all your top scorers playing with the starters all the time. Because, yeah, I mean, now you've got even, you know, again, more of a hole at shooting guard because you're essentially just getting rid of Grayson. But as we've said, they had multiple guys that are very similar to Grayson. They had Pat Connaughton. They now have Malik Beasley. Even if you want to say like AJ Green, who's just kind of a shooter that is doesn't defend very well, but he can shoot. So, yeah, I would probably say Pat Connaughton I would put at shooting guard. I that's kind of my take. I think I trust him with those starters. I don't think he needs to be a bench player. I don't think he needs to get the ball a ton. You know, if he doesn't get the ball a ton with the starting lineup, he's totally fine with that. And he's a half decent defender. So, I'd probably start Pat. And then, as you said, put Beasley on the bench. That's kind of him and Bobby are kind of your bench scoring in the regular season. And they can kind of carry the load a little bit there.
Okay. My mind is racing right now. Like, I'm trying to control myself because I want to scream six different things all at one time. The point that Brandon Sprague brought up about Terry Stotts being on the bench currently of this Bucks coaching staff after he coached Lillard and they have that really good relationship. And now you're creating an offense with Lillard, Giannis, and Middleton, which in my opinion, you could do far more with than you could with Drew, Middleton, and Giannis kind of going forward, right? So this kind of changes the game going into training camp. Media day's on Monday. This kind of changes the game as far as offensively what you really want to do, Nathan, going into the season, because the options, there are so many more options that open up because of just how damn good Lillard is.
Yeah, and I went live immediately after this news broke, and that was one thing I kind of brought up is I like that this isn't like a trade deadline deal because you have the whole season to kind of test things out. And, you know, again, the options are going to be, there's going to be so many options. That pick and roll is going to be insane. You can just, the other nice thing is if you're just like, hey, Dame, go shoot a 30-footer. Cool. That's pretty, a good shot for him. Like he can just pull up and shoot. It's finally a guy that we can rely on to just create on his own and create off the dribble and really just be a reliable pull-up scorer outside of Chris. You know, Chris is the one guy that can do that, but to have a point guard that now can do that, a point guard that you can put in the pick and roll with Giannis and do that. And like, I just don't know how you defend a pick and roll with this. I don't know how. There's only two guys in the NBA that I think are like that would be a perfect fit next to Giannis, and it's Dame and it's Steph Curry. And so, yeah, the options are going to be crazy. And yeah, that, like I said, you have the full season now to kind of test things out. You have the full season to really just work with this, get a gauge on it, get the offense humming, get this thing working. And, you know, if it they're going to win a lot of games. We already knew that even with Drew, they would have won a lot of games. But now it's like there's going to be just so much more excitement about the regular season now, because before it was going to be, okay, it's the same team, different coach, a little bit to look for. But I mean, even if they won 70 games, people are going to be like, they might fall apart in the playoffs. Now there's just this, even if they won 50 games, we're going to be super excited about the playoffs because it's like, we have Damian Lillard. It completely flips, I think, how people will feel about this season. Instead of it being, no matter how good they do in the regular season, I'm not going to be very confident for the playoffs. It's no matter how bad they do in the regular season, I'm going to be very confident for the playoffs. I am just so excited. I can't wait.
Let's talk about another aspect of this trade. You talked about having another guy that can create. We talked about it during Green and Growing this year during the season. I talked about it on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellis and Leroy Butler for years. End of game situations. Who do you want with the ball in their hands? That conversation's done. It's not Giannis. It's not Middleton. It's Lillard. He's the closer on this team moving forward. We apologize, Chris Middleton, for this unfortunate news story for you. You are no longer the guy at the end of games that we're going to turn to. In the end of game situations, it's going to be Lillard every time. Now, maybe once in a while, it's driving kick to Middleton for a shot. Maybe that occurs fine, but it is Lillard 100%, I think, going forward. I don't think it's up for debate.
That's a great thing to bring up is That's something the Bucks have struggled with a little bit, is and Middleton's good at it, but like if Middleton misses time or if they're able to kind of double team Middleton or whatever, we don't have another guy that can do that. Can again create off the dribble, create his own shot reliably in the clutch. Drew was very clutch, but it wasn't like you, I mean, even though he always hit them, it was like Drew's taking step back threes with a minute left in the game in a close game. And you're just like, that's not a good shot. Now, again, a lot of times it went in because he just randomly would turn up at the end of games, but it wasn't like good offense. This, you now just, it's like, get the ball to Dame, let him get into a shot. And again, if they have to collapse on Dame, okay, well then Chris is a very good second option to have as that player. You know, I don't think Chris is a great first option to have as that player, but he is a great second option to have as that guy. And then, of course, if it opens up things for Giannis to be as a finisher, you know, that's great too. Because it's not like you're never going to use Giannis down the stretch. It's just like, okay, if there's one possession, you know, again, you run a pick and roll or something, you can get Giannis the ball already down low where he can finish rather than being like, take it at the top of the key, go create offense. That's probably not going to work.
Think about it. If you're Giannis, isn't the response this? Whew. That's a lot of weight lifted off my shoulders, right? I mean, Middleton, very good player, no doubt. Drew Holiday, very good player. But the expectations were still always on Giannis to be that guy. He never had his Wade, right? He never had his Kyrie. He never had that other star player to go with him, as much as Middleton is an all-star, face facts. Part of the reason Middleton is an all-star because of Giannis and how good the team was, more so than Middleton maybe being at that level. Now Middleton is your third option? Third option. The man's been here second option this whole time. How good is this big three, quote unquote, when we start talking about everybody else? Take it from this perspective. It's KD, right? It's Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant. It's those three against the new Bucks three. Who you got?
Bucks. You got, I mean, I just, I. It's going to be us. I mean, that's an absurd top three to have. And as you said, Chris is not a first option. He's a good second option. He is an amazing third option. Like if you have Chris as your third option, that's the best third option in the league, in my opinion. Whereas second option, like he's a good second option. We won a title with him as a second option, but it's not like the best of the best. You know, now it's just absurd. You've got Dame as your second option. You've got Chris as your third. Like that is unbelievable. They still have Brook Lopez. Like this team's stacked. This team is stacked. You didn't have to give up too much depth. It is like, this is unbelievable. I can't believe what they got him for. You essentially, like from the team last year, you're upgrading Drew to Dame and you're giving up Grayson.
Fine with me. Sold.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, man. And I know I was always labeled as like the Grayson defender. I should have tweeted something. I should have tweeted something like as a joke, like, oh, not worth it if we have to go up Grayson. I should have tweeted it, dude. Just to rile everyone up.
This is the other thing. We've talked 2-year windows, right? With Holiday Melt. It's still a 2-year window. Hadn't changed. Because Lillard's deal ends after next year, after the 2024-2025 season, right? He's got that player option there. And so you got 2 years with Lillard. He's making $45.6 million this year, and he's making $48.7 million next year. The man is going to be age 33 this year, age 34 next year, as Sprague pointed out from Jordan Sprague earlier in the podcast. So it's still a 2-year window. And I don't think this solidifies Giannis signing an extension. You would think it would. Like, dude, we just got you Damian Lillard. Sign the damn extension. Let's go. But it's still the old dudes for the next couple of years with him, Middleton, Lopez, and Drew Holiday. So I don't know if this necessarily gets it done, but I do think it's an act of good faith to Giannis of, look, dude, we're trying. Like, I don't know what it's going to look like in 2 years, but we're trying while we have the pieces to try and get star power. This has to go a long way, I think, to, in Giannis's mind, proving that they're trying to win.
Absolutely. I mean, and Giannis obviously was on board with this. Like, there's no way you make this trade without making sure Giannis is cool with it. And there's just no way Giannis can look back and be like, they didn't try to put a team around me. They didn't try to give me the best that I could have. They have done it multiple times now. You know, they did it to get Drew and now they're doing it to get Dame. Like, it just keeps going. And, you know, last time they did this, Giannis signed an extension pretty quickly after. I don't expect him to do that right away, but still, like, I wouldn't be surprised if very quickly he's inked up for more years. Cause I just think he sees that and says, hey, okay, let's ride. Like, let's go. We're, you know, they're doing what they can. They're not getting complacent. They're not just being comfortable with good regular season record. Like, they are all in all the time. This is exactly that. I got to give them so much credit, because this is exactly what you have to do with a star player, is just constantly looking for that next move. And even if it has to be a player that you've had multiple years that is good, that you have to trade, you have to do it. Like, you have to. You got to just bite that bullet and say, screw it, we're getting that next guy. You know, Bledsoe was a really good player. We had the best record in the league. They could have easily been like, multiple years we had the best record in the league, and they easily could have just been like, we're still a good team. We don't want to mess up the core. We're going to go roll with this. No, they said, screw it, we're getting Drew. Now here, you know, they had the best record in the league, getting a new coach. They could have been like, no, we don't want to mess with it. We're going to go with a couple more years. No, we're getting Dame. Like, they are not getting complacent at all. And I have to just give them so much credit for that.
You know, that's the other thing too. When you talk about this Bucks team and where we're at here, because they have no second round picks. They gave all those up. Those first round picks that you were talking about for the last couple of weeks about, wait till next offseason, they're really going to be in a position that now has pretty much flown the coop. As well. So now it really is make or break with Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez for the next couple of years. And it was championship or bust, I think, before this deal, regardless. Even with Drew Holiday, I think it was championship or bust. But now as you look at the Eastern Conference, not knowing where Drew Holiday is going, guessing it's going to be to the East, though, not knowing where Drew Holiday is going, are the Bucks the clear one in the Eastern Conference as we sit here today adding Damian Lillard?
Yeah, I mean, their top four is best. Their top three is best. I don't know who else would be up there. I mean, Tatum, Brown, White, Porzingis is not as good as Dame, Giannis, Chris, and Brooke. I mean, it's not. So I don't know who else would be in that conversation. They have to be the clear one right now. So, yeah.
And you want to talk about pressure? How about pressure on Adrian Griffin now to win this thing? I mean, Adrian Griffin had pressure anyhow. First time head coaching. He's got Giannis. There's expectations of winning this thing. And now your general manager just gave you Damian Lillard. And Mike Budenholzer has got to be shaking his head and goes, I got Drew Holiday, and this dude gets Damian freaking Lillard to kind of work with here going forward. If they get bounced in the playoffs, people are going to lose their minds. And it's not going to be because of Damian Lillard, and it's not going to be because of Giannis. It's going to come down on the coaching staff. I can all but guarantee you, unless there's some type of major injury that screws this up, which it has the last 2 years, unless an injury screws this up, the expectation is this team's in the NBA Finals against Denver, Phoenix, or whoever it may be coming out of the West at this point. And as a Bucks fan, man, I'm telling you, there's not much more you could possibly be excited about. Two superstars on one team in Milwaukee. Can somebody call Brian Windhorst and ask him his thoughts on Giannis? I'm just curious to see.
Yeah, is he still going to leave? He must be. He's got to want to leave, right?
I mean, everybody has said that Giannis is probably going to want to look somewhere else.
He's got one foot out the door.
Remember, I told you on the podcast yesterday, Bobby Marks, what about Milwaukee? Well, yeah. But Boston, this is where I got a deal set up. I mean, completely blew off the Bucks having any chance of making this deal. And then they come through and make this deal. What about for Phoenix, Nathan Marzion? What does this do for Phoenix now, kind of going forward, now that you're adding another shooter, but you still don't necessarily have that true guard? Drew Holiday to Phoenix would have made more sense than Grayson Allen to Phoenix, in my opinion. But obviously salaries and so forth.
Yeah, I think for them, it's just more of a depth thing. They're obviously, they have their core three guys, you know, in place, their top guys in place. But now you've got, they were trying to trade Ayton for a while, and now you kind of get some depth with that. You get Nurkic, who isn't, you know, he's pretty good and someone that can kind of replace a little bit of what Ayton gives you. And then you get Nasir Little, Keon Johnson, and Grayson as some depth. So I think it makes sense for them. And all they gave up was Ayton and that Tumani Kamara. I don't know much about him. So really, it's kind of just like, okay, we're getting rid of Ayton and we're getting depth. And that, I think they were willing to do that.
If you look at Drew Holiday now, as far as what this means for him, I think initially you're probably a little shocked, a little down that you get moved to Portland. But then when I'm assuming they're telling him, look, you're not staying here. We're going to try and move you to a contender. I think you feel a little bit better if you're Drew Holiday, knowing you're going to go to a contender. And if I'm Drew Holiday, I do want to go to the Eastern Conference. Send me to Miami. I'll go play with Jimmy Butler. and those guys, because now it could be like Brandon Sprague brought up earlier. It could be maybe Tyler Hero and a one or something along that. It might be just be Tyler Hero for Jrue Holiday straight up. Maybe there aren't picks involved. Maybe it's just Tyler Hero coming to Portland and they add Tyler Hero to this package, because I think if you're Portland, you have to view the Giannis, not the Giannis, the Lillard trade after you see what you get for Holiday. And that kind of all has to be one deal, I think, Nathan. At this point, as far as the return you're getting for Lillard has to include whatever you get for Holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. If they can trade Holiday for, you know, again, as you said, Hero or Hero in a pick, then yeah, like that obviously kind of just that's what it becomes for them. I'm hoping Jrue doesn't get traded, because Portland, to me, for the Bucks perspective, is a perfect place for him to be, of just like, we're not gonna have to worry about him.
Yes.
Whatever. Like, I hope he just stays there. But that was something that was a reason why I never could come up with any hypothetical trades. Like if you put this trade in front of me yesterday and said, what do you think of this trade? I would have said, I don't think Portland does that, because I just don't think they want to take Holiday. Like I just don't think so. And now you're giving another team. Like I just didn't think the Blazers would want to take on that, if they are trying to trade him, take on that burden of trying to find a team that wants him. And, you know, he's coming up on an expiring contract, but you're not going to want, I don't think a rebuilding team's not going to want him. And is there a team that is contending that's going to want to pay up for him? Like, I just don't know. Cause teams also know how he is in the playoffs. They know that they're not going to get much offense, and he's a great defensive player, but they've seen him struggle in the playoffs offensively. So that will, for a playoff team, that will hurt his stock a little bit. I just didn't expect Portland to acquire him. I didn't expect that. Whether they're trying to trade him or not, I just never thought they would take Jrue Holiday.
And Tyler Hero for Jrue Holiday, I think if you're Portland, that's a good deal. If you can make that deal, the Wisconsin native Tyler Hero, that's a lot better of a deal to me than talking about Hero being the centerpiece of a Lillard trade. Hero being the centerpiece of a Jrue Holiday trade, that I think Portland fans can get down with. And it's a young guy that's under contract, you don't have to worry about him leaving or anything else. You already paid him. And to be able to put him out there with Scoot or have him be that sixth man off the bench makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the fit is perfect, because I still think they'd rather have some more front court guys or whatever. And I mean, they now have Ayton, so I guess not anymore. But I still don't think the fit is like totally perfect. But and obviously, like right now, Jrue is better than Hero. But from a trade value perspective, Hero's 23, Jrue's 31, 32. So like, yeah, if you can trade Jrue to a contender that is like, we'll just take on a couple years of Jrue and we'll give you Hero, and now you get many more years of Hero. Yeah, it probably evens out over time. You know, you're going to get fine value for that. So I think it makes sense.
Marzian, what now does the rest of your day look like as far as celebratory? Are you and the boys going to go out and hit the bars and have a couple of celebratory shots or something like that to celebrate Lillard coming to the Bucks? I would have to think a lot of people today in Milwaukee on this glorious Wednesday, September 27th, are going to be celebrating either in their houses, with their buddies, out at the bars, whatever the case may be. This is a big, big day. I tweeted it out. Like, this is probably the best era of Bucks basketball most of us will ever live through now going forward. Like, it's never going to get better than what we are right now. And I hope each and every one of you appreciate what we are currently witnessing and going through, because this is probably not going to happen again for the stretch of time we've had it with Giannis, probably the rest of our lives, more than likely. Maybe they get lucky, but I doubt it. Probably not going to happen again. So appreciate it while we have it.
Yeah, I can't believe it, dude. I literally, like, I'm sitting here thinking I'm going to wake up in a second and it'll be like, oh, I had this dream that Lillard got traded, and like, it felt so real. And I was doing a podcast with Sparky about it, and like, I really thought we had him, and all we had to give up was Jrue Grayson in a first. And I cannot believe this. The notification. So I got a notification. I have Woj's tweet notifications on all the time. So like, anytime a trade happens, I see it. And my brother got it right. We were both in the same room, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, Dame to Milwaukee. And I saw the notification pop up, and I knew, because if I had just seen it on my timeline, I would have been like, that's fake. But when I saw it as a notification, I'm like, this has to be the real Woj. Like, this is happening.
Right.
And I just started running around, freaking out, going crazy. Like, just, I could not believe it.
That's hilarious. So for me, my perspective, I'm sitting in my office here at the radio station, right? My phone asks for an update. Got a Droid, has to update. Fine, update. So now my phone's off and going through the whole Droid update. I have Jim Rome on the radio at 1250 AM, the Fan. And I got that eye while I'm working on my work. And Rome goes, oh, I got to stop talking about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones. You know what's big? I'm stopping talking about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones for a nuke bomb or a Woj bomb, as we call it, a Woj bomb that's vaporized everybody. Oh, man, he's amping it up. I'm like, what is it, man? Just spit it out. What is it? And he goes, and you know, dumb me, I could have just went to Twitter and saw it. But here I am at my desk waiting patiently like I don't have access to Twitter on my laptop. And then he goes, Damian Lillard has been traded from the Portland Trailblazers. I was like, oh no, it's Boston. Golly, man. And he goes, to the Milwaukee Bucks. And I am yelling in my office, hell yeah, I'm going nuts. And the sales room, with the sales floor, which is way down the hallway for me, they all could hear me down the hall yelling and screaming as he's talking about this. My phone finally turns back on and it says beep, 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 beep. Million text messages all coming through, people losing their minds.
It was so, like, this is one of the more unexpected ones. Cause like the Drew one was amazing and I was so thrilled when that happened, but you kind of had a feeling they might do that. This, I just was like, there's no way that they don't have the assets to get him. Like, again, even just people around the league kind of just assumed, okay, it's not going to be Milwaukee. They might be able to make an offer for him, but they're not going to get him. It's just one of the more unexpected trades I can remember, like, one of my teams having that. It's just unbelievable.
To me, I'm going to say this, and everybody's going to lose their mind. This is kind of like back in the day when Reggie White was a free agent. Nobody thought he was signing with the Green Bay Packers. Nobody thought he was going to the Green Bay Packers. And when he signed, it was like the entire world changed that day for the Packers, their organization, and so forth. And there's really been no looking back ever since then. Now, that's a little bit different, right? I mean, Reggie was, you know, still kind of in his prime at that point, but still a little bit older of a player. And he went there of his own free will. He wasn't traded like this Lillard deal is. But you know, Lillard and Giannis are guys, man, right? I mean, as far as I know, these two guys get along and are fans of each other. So this isn't like a deal where I think Lillard's going to be mad that he's got to go play with Giannis.
No, they asked Dame like last year. They said if there's one, maybe 2 years ago, they said if there's any player in the league you could play with, who would you want to play with? He said Giannis. Yep. And that was what kind of started people like, oh, Dame in Milwaukee. But again, you kind of didn't think they'd be able to make a trade. But people have known for a while, like he's more than happy coming here to play with Giannis. And oh, it's going to be so lethal, dude. That I just love that we're not going to have to worry about our offense in the playoffs anymore. Yes. Like, we're now defensively, real quick, the defensive stuff I kind of mentioned too, like that's a huge downgrade from Drew to Dame defensively. Dame is a bad defender. Drew is arguably the best defender in the league. But I do think we'll be able to cover it up with funneling people down low. You've got Giannis and Brooks still. I think Chris will be better than he was last year defensively when he's healthy. So I'm not too worried about the defense. I think, you know, you've got 4 out of 5 good defenders out there. You'll be okay. And so, yeah, that's obviously something they'll have to work around, and that'll be interesting to see. But the offense is going to be so good. The offense is going to be so damn good.
Can't wait to smile off our face right now. Follow Nathan Marzion on Twitter at Nathan Marzion. You can follow me at Sparky Rain. Of course, download Green and Growing podcast on your Odyssey app, wherever you download your favorite podcast at. And of course, on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. This has been your emergency pod, replacing the one that we would normally do on Thursday nights. Tell your friends, tell your family members, Damian Lillard to the Milwaukee Bucks. And here, two super big Bucks fans, Nathan Marzion and Sparky, celebrating on the Green and Growing podcast. So it's been a lot of fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know we will.